This is for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind, a comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Here's the starting batting order for the North Crawford Trojans. Leading off in the first inning, Colin Jacobus, the center fielder, followed by the shortstop, Andrew Munson. Miles Candler, the pitcher, hit third. Brennan Smith, the catcher, bats cleanup. Gavin Jacobus in left field, bats fifth. Landon Blaha at third base, hitting sixth. Jake Odell, the right fielder, bats seventh. Sawyer Stoluka at second base, batting eighth. And hitting ninth, Zach Bender at first base. The Bulldogs will start sophomore Devin Iam on the mound this afternoon. He is the right-hander going against the Trojan lineup. Houston Boland behind the plate. At first base, Mac Neef. Micah Salisbury is at second. Sammy Clary is the shortstop. And Logan Anderson at third base. In the outfield, Wes Nelson in left. The center fielder is Matt Kepler. And the right fielder is Cody Byrne. First pitch right around the bend on WRCO, WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Colin Jacobus leading it off, and a long fly ball to left field over the left fielder's head. Jacobus coasting into second with a double, and we are underway here at Ithaca. Jacobus, good start to his season. And he'll be at second for Andrew Munson. Time is called. Runner now gets the lead at second base. Getting a bit of a jump, about four steps out there, is the runner, Jacobus Andrew Munson, the shortstop in against Devin Iam. And here's the pitch, runner going second to third. Right call, throw to third, knocked away, down the line, loose. They're going to try to score him, and they'll get him in as that ball pops over the third baseman's head. And North Crawford scores here in the opening inning on a hit and a throwing error. And so for the Bulldogs, they'll rally today if they come back to win this one. Runner on and the batter, Munson. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And that is taken for a strike, it appears. One ball and one strike to Munson, who was injured during the basketball season and came back and did a great job in the playoffs. Strike two called, Munson. Then will be followed by Miles Candler. And here is strike three from Devin Iam. Iam gets the strikeout, and there is one away for Miles Candler. Pitcher against pitcher matchup here on the top half of inning number one. Runner scoring from third base on the overthrow, so nobody on, one away, and there's a strike swinging. Candler gets around on a fastball and came up with air. Here comes the next pitch from Iam. Changeup is taken for a strike. Nothing and two to the batter. Devin Iam, who did not play a large role in last year's championship run. He was on the roster, but not a pitcher that they called upon. Here's the pitch, chopped toward third. Anderson over to get it. Throws to first in time over to Mac Neef. And there are two away now. Logan Anderson to Mac Neef, and that brings up Brennan Smith, the catcher. I was in reserve, but the guys whose arms that they rode to the championship with Micah Salisbury and Sammy Clary and Lincoln Manning, who played a huge role as well. To the belt, I'm ready. There's the pitch down low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. They'll bring the baseball back to Devin Iam. Smith trying to pick one out with nobody on and two away in the opening inning. Back it goes to the pitcher, and here we go. I'm ready, the deal. That one is called a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Must have been just a little bit inside. I'm working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Chopped on the infield's foul just outside the third base bag for strike one. 2-1 to the hitter. North Crawford has one game in so far, a loss to Lafarge. So they come in with an 0-1 record in the Ridge and Valley and overall as well. The Bulldogs' first game today after three were canceled last week. The non-conference game against Riverdale and conference games against Lafarge and DeSoto. 2-1. Iam is ready to roll. There's the pitch just above the letters. Ball three. 3-1. The Bulldogs with three games this week. We'll try and get into the swing of things there. Consistent play. Here's the pitch down low. He walked in. Brennan Smith takes the bag at first base. And the hitter will be Gavin Jacobus, the left fielder. Runner at first base. Sun coming out a little bit more. A sun-drenched diamond here at Ithaca. Iam checks the runner at first. Smith with a pretty good-sized lead. And here's the pitch. Ripped toward left. Base hit. Picked up by Wes Nelson. The runner will stop at second on a base hit from Gavin Jacobus. For the Trojans, their second hit of the inning. And that'll bring up Landon Blaha, the third baseman. Blaha today getting a chance to hit here with a couple on. And North Crawford trying to keep this going here in the opening inning. Blaha going to retrieve the bat. I thought he was batting left-handed. He was just picking up a bat. He's batting right-handed here for Coach Ben Candler. The Bulldogs down 1-0 here in the ball game in the opening inning at Ithaca. Wind blowing in a little bit from the right center field area. The flag kind of in motion. Right center field and out toward the left field foul pole. Direction of the American flag. Runners leading at 1-2. Pickoff move to second. They've got him on a pick. No! What? Wow! They say that he didn't hang on to the ball. The throw was there in plenty of time, and it appeared the tag was, but Smith is called safe at second base. Big pickoff move by Iam. Keeps that this year. He'll get some pickoffs, no doubt about it. Here we go with the next pitch of the ball game. It is called, it's going to be chopped foul outside of third for a strike. 0-1 to Landon Blaha. Brennan Smith at second. Gavin Jacobus at first base for the Trojans. North Crawford with the maroon and gray uniforms. The Bulldogs, new unis this year. They got pinstripes going. Some of the dark uniforms with a purple lettering, gray pants. Here's the 0-1. That's taken for a strike. Two strikes on the batter now. Runners retreat to first and second. Two on, two out, two away in the opening inning. Devin Iam to the belt. Here's the pitch. Pop foul out of play. Look out, everybody. Got another game going on the outskirts over here, as they usually do at Ithaca. Not too many years ago, these guys on the diamond were over there playing in the grass outside the field. Runners lead at 1-2. Two-strike pitch from Devin Iam. Here's the deal. That one is going to be swung on and missed, and they got him. That'll do it. Two strikeouts in the inning. North Crawford scores a run on two hits. There was one error. Two left aboard. after a half inning of play here at Ithaca. North Crawford 1 and Ithaca coming up. High school baseball today coming your way on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make your home better this year and bring the best of the outdoors inside with Larson. Buy now and save up to $100 on Larson storm doors at All American Do It Center. Larson products are quality built with energy efficiency in mind. Stop by today for a great deal from Larson and find out how you can save up to $100 at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
WRCO. Here's the Ithaca batting order in the bottom of the first, leading off the center fielder, Matt Kepler, followed by the shortstop, Sammy Clary. Micah Salisbury playing second today, hitting third. Logan Anderson at third base hits cleanup. Wes Nelson, the left fielder, bats fifth. Matt Neef at first base is followed by Wyatt Hilby, the designated hitter. Cody Burns, the eighth batter, playing in right field. And Devin Iam, the pitcher, is hitting ninth. Miles Candler, the left-hander, is on the mound, warming up for North Crawford. Brennan Smith is behind the plate. Zach Bender at first base. Sawyer Stoluka at second. Andrew Munson is the shortstop. And Landon Blaha at third base. Gavin Jacobus in left field. Colin Jacobus in center. Jake Odell is the right fielder. North Crawford up on the Bulldogs by a run as we enter the bottom of the first inning. Here's Kepler. Candler working from the windup to open up the bottom of one. Here's the pitch, and that is taken for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Kepler leading off here for the Bulldogs, trying to get going, and there is a nice strike from Candler. One ball and one strike. Talked to Danny Clary a couple times this spring about how tough the Ridge and Valley will be this year. 1-1 pitch, down low for a ball, 2-1. Toughest competition, including just up the road, the Weston Silver Eagles, and then North Crawford, everybody. Soto, Seneca, of course, a lot of those teams didn't lose a lot to graduation. Here's the pitch. That is taken just a little bit high, and it's 3-1. The Barge beat North Crawford in that first game, 14-1. And Wazika Steuben, he'll be certainly a factor. They always seem to be. Chopper on the ground, foul outside of third for strike two. The count goes to 3-2. And the Ridge and Valley, you know, really in all sports, and maybe I'm a little bit biased, but it never seems like they get a great deal of respect when it comes toward seeding and when it comes toward the rankings. This one delivered, and I think it caught a piece of his bat. Looks like it goes foul. And the count stays at 3-2. Early season rankings, the Bulldogs were rated, for what it's worth, a lot of those kind of based on last year. There's a chopper to second, picked up by Stoluka. The throw to first in plenty of time. Kepler is out on a 4-3 putout. That will bring up Sammy Clary. But in terms of when baseball people are looking at it, they don't take into account, I think, sometimes the day-in and day-out competition that these teams will see. The Bulldogs were third of the conference last year in one state. Pitch is down low for a ball to Sammy Clary. One ball and no strikes. Candler back to the hill. Here's the 1-0 to Cleary, and it's going to be chopped toward third. Glove there by Blaha. Land and throw. Got him. Zach Bender at the other end takes it in for the second out. So two up, two down for Micah Salisbury. Bulldog senior making his way. Recently signed a letter of intent along with a couple of other Bulldogs. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. Micah Salisbury getting set for the next level in sports, playing in college baseball for the UW-River Falls Falcons. Two balls and no strikes now from Candler. Josie Lau attending South Dakota State and will be participating in rodeo, and Kaylee Peterson headed to Stevens Point for track and cross country. This one fouled back and out of play by Micah, and that makes it 2-1 on the batter. Candler tall on the hill, ready to work. Fifth with the glove up, the pitch hangs above the letters for ball three. Logan Anderson due next, the cleanup hitter, if Micah can reach. Candler's pitch taken for a ball, and Salisbury draws the walk. So he will head to first base, and Logan Anderson, third baseman, will be the hitter. Good crowd on hand tonight. Doug Faber on the grill, doing a good job with that tonight. Hasn't finished his eyebrows or anything. Salisbury leading it first, the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing in one to senior Logan Anderson. Wes Nelson due next in the bottom of the first, tying run aboard. Throw to first. Oh, it pops away and down the line. Might have hit the batter's helmet as it rolls down the first base line. That will allow Salisbury to move it to second base. So he is there. Not a bad pickoff move by the lefty Candler. Got a pretty close throw over there. Perfect throw. Might have been close to get the batter, but was it that perfect throw? Nothing in one. The pitch popped foul and out of play. Into the parking area. Nothing in two to the batter. Dying run at second base. That is Micah Salisbury. Gets the run, the big run lead, and now it's a ball upstairs, and Micah will retreat. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. Anderson taps the plate. Candler looks at Micah Salisbury at second, now deals to the plate, down with low and outside. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Couple of steps off the bag now for Micah, and the 2-2 offering. Check swing, and a ball low. Full count now. Three balls and two strikes. The Logan back in as Salisbury leads at second base. Here's the payoff pitch. It's low, and nice scoop by the catcher, Smith. That will keep the runner at second base. Logan Anderson draws a walk. That will bring up Wes Nelson. Nelson takes a couple of swings and will stand in. Miles Candler looking in for the target from the catcher, Brennan Smith. Runners at 1-2. Here's the pitch, and it's called a strike. Nothing in one. Home plate umpire Henry Bray doing a great job getting his arm out there so we can see it loud and clear and hear it. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, high fly, center should be playable, though. Colin Jacobus has got it measured and hauls it in. Four out number three. Nelson gives it a good ride to left center field. That will do it in the opening inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left aboard for the Bulldogs. North Crawford leads it 1-0 after one here in Ithaca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas Advantage.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
It's the top of the second inning, and leading off for North Crawford is Jake Odell. He will follow one over into the playground. Odell will be followed by Sawyer Stoluka and Zach Bender. 1-0, North Crawford. A run on two hits for the Trojans. No runs, no hits for the Bulldogs after one. It's the top of the two of the second inning, and here is the next pitch. That is taken for a ball. Odell playing right field and mountain right field today as well as we watch from the football confines. Good view of the game. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. Two balls and two strikes, the official count to Jake Odell. Devin Iam ready to work. The right-hander deals. That one is a check swing, and he got a piece of it. Ball is in fair territory, thrown down by Boland, and he'll get him. So that will do it. One away here in the inning, and the batter will be Sawyer Stoluka. Sawyer playing second base today for the Trojans, adorned with a white batting helmet. Here's the pitch. This one ripped to left down the line, and the left fielder over. Running grab for Wes Nelson with the shades down. Right on the left field line. And there are two away now. The hitter will be Zach Bender. Great memories of last year on the state tournament run and the two state games for the Bulldogs. Well, the sectional as well. Some amazing games all the way along. But coming to this year, and you got to prove it all again. Pitch is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So you've got a lot of players back. Bulldogs know it's going to be an uphill battle, not only in the conference, but in their sectional this year. Here's a swing at a piece of it by Bender. One ball and one strike. Kind of going north. If you bring in teams from Phoenix Bluffs and Bangor and Cashton and Royal, Hillsboro. This one down low for a ball, 2-1. Then you throw in your conference teams like Weston and Seneca. These guys, North Crawford, 2-1 offering is upstairs for a ball. 3-1, the count. I find it interesting that Riverdale is kind of going their opposite way this year. They've always been kind of a nemesis in this part, going toward regionals. Most times they're there. Here's ball four to Bender, and he'll take a free pass. So the ninth batter is on, back to the top of the order for Colin Jacobus, who led off the game with a double and scored a run. One on with two outs in the top of the second inning. Iam will work to the batter. Steps out, now steps in, does the batter, and we are ready. Big lead by Bender at first base. Matt Meath playing the bag for the Bulldogs, and there is a changeup which hangs high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Time will work the baseball behind the back. Again, the runner leads at first base. Throw to first. Going to be a close play, but didn't get him. Bender back in head first. Matt Meath slapping the tag on him. But his hands were back in. One ball and no strikes from Devin Ein. Runner leads. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Track team's out. Practicing today. Coach Gina Lorenz and the varsity team. Just wrapping it up here this afternoon. Got meets coming up this week. 1-1 offering is high for ball two. Two and one to the hitter. Bender remains at first base. Ein is ready. And the kick and the pitch. Changeup. Bounced on the infield. Third base side. It rolls foul. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. And on the play, we have an injured player for North Crawford. Hit the ball down the third base line and went down in a heap now. So the trainer is coming out to check on things. Ellen Jacobus playing at home plate right now. And so they will check on his welfare here. Injury timeout in Ithaca. 1-0 North Crawford leads. We'll take timeout and be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees. Make your home better this year and bring the best of the outdoors inside with Larson. Buy now and save up to $100 on Larson storm doors at All American Do It Center. Larson products are quality built with energy efficiency in mind. Stop by today for a great deal from Larson and find out how you can save up to $100 at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Have you checked your fire extinguisher's expiration date lately? Time goes faster than we think. The Richards Insurance Agency encourages you to check the expiration date on your fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide detectors. Take a moment to check them and to remind yourself where they are, so if needed, you can find them. Call Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137 or 524-2400 or visit richardsinsure.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Still an injured player here at the home plate area for the North Crawford Trojans. After swinging the bat and fouling it off, Colin Jacobus down, and they were looking at his knee. And right now, trainer and everyone else out to check on his welfare. Looks like they're going to help him up and help him off the field now. It's not good for North Crawford, center fielder and leadoff man. And they'll take him from the field, unable to put any weight on that right leg as he leaves the field. So now, as a batter, they're going to have to find a replacement off the bench, and so we'll see who they decide to go with. And Devin Iam, pitcher for the Bulldogs, has spent quite a long time waiting, so now he's going to come back and start his warm-ups again with catcher Houston Bolin. Two away in the top half of the second inning, and a runner at first base, and Zach Bender. So Crawford's injury will lead them to the bench for another batter. They actually have just two in uniform tonight on the bench, so it's either going to be Caden Olson or Hunter Smith. They are the players. So if they get that information, we'll see if PA announcer extraordinaire Adam Hess gets the word over there, and we'll just feed off his announcement. But a couple of players have been warming up over there. Trojans, the run and two hits in the opening inning. Let's see here.
Coming in. Count will be number three, Caden Olson.
Thanks to Adam Hess there. I knew that we could count on him. Caden Olson, number three, coming in. And will bat here in the second inning. And here it's the 2-2 count. They're not the easiest thing to do. Come in with no room for error as far as the strikes are concerned. Bender leads it first. I'm back to ready to go, and here's the pitch. That one is low. Good block by Houston Bolin. Count is full. Andrew Munson on deck for the Trojans. And the payoff pitch from Iam. There it is, and a swing and a miss, and that'll do it in the inning. Three away, four strikeouts for Devin Iam. In the frame for North Crawford, no runs, no hits, there were no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number two here at Ithaca in Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball. Leading the game tonight, the North Crawford Trojans, 1-0 over the Ithaca Bulldogs on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Wholesale changes for North Crawford with the injury to Colin Jacobus. So in the outfield, Caden Olson is now in right field. He's the guy that came on in the replacement role. And then that means they will need to move some people around to center field. Sawyer Stoluka, who was playing second base prior. Jake Odell moves from right field to second base. Gavin Jacobus remains in left field. For the Bulldogs, hitting in the bottom of inning number two, Matt Neath, first baseman. He'll be followed by designated hitter Wyatt Hilby, and then the right fielder, Cody Burns. 1-0, North Crawford in the lead here this afternoon on a beautiful day. How about that eclipse? Now, I didn't really notice too much. People were making a big deal out of it, but I was not looking with the sunglasses that you're supposed to use or whatever the case might be. But with a naked eye, it was just kind of like, oh, it's cloudy. Okay, now it's not. But it did have kind of a, almost like an eerie feel, like it was later in the day. But we certainly didn't get the best of it today, as some folks not too far away, southeastern Wisconsin, did. Matt Neath looks at a strike, nothing and one. Miles Candler on the hill. From the windup, the left-hander deals. There's a rip to right field down the line and hooking foul. Landing over on the driveway by the bus garage. Two strikes now on Mac. Candler looking in for the target from Smith. Here's the pitch. Rocked up the middle. Base hit. Matt Neath comes through with a solid single. Bulldogs' first hit of the day. And that'll bring up Wyatt Hilby. Matt Neath certainly had some highlights in that state series as well, including an outstanding catch in right field. A ball hit that I just did not think he was going to get to, and he did. Willed himself to it. High fly ball to left field, and hooking foul out of play. Nothing and one on Wyatt Hilby. Wyatt hitting in the seventh spot for the Bulldog. Neath with a jump over at first base. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Now it is one ball and one strike. Bulldogs with a fairly deep bench, and then they have a JV as well. Aaron Hipsch is the JV coach. He was working with them when I arrived here today. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. A ball and a strike on Wyatt Hilby of the Ithaca Bulldogs. Miles Candler back to work. Neath for the lead at first base. Here's the pitch. That one is taken for a strike. And the count is one ball and two strikes. Ball goes back to the pitcher. Candler is set. There's the deal. This one popped up. Third base side. Who's got it? The call is made by the catcher, and he'll haul it in. So Hilby pops out. And the batter will be Cody Burns. Cody wearing number 21, playing right field for the Bulldogs. Matt Neath remains at first base. One away in the bottom of the second inning. The tying run aboard for the Bulldogs. Candler to the belt. There's the pitch outside. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. The breeze has subsided just a little bit. Light breeze rolling in from center field toward right a little ways. Might would not probably affect the ball in play. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Candler gets the ball back. Working from the stretch with a runner aboard in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch from Candler is swung on and missed. One ball and one strike. The pitcher, Devin Eim, due next for the Bulldogs. Neath with a good solid lead. Here's the pitch. Changeup is across for strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Neath leading at first base, Candler ready to the belt. The 1-2 offering is swung on and missed, and there are two away. Devin Eim will be the batter. Eim the pitcher. This pitcher against pitcher battle. Kepler in the top of the Bulldog order do next here today. Runner leads at first base. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Strike one. New baseball comes back. Most teams were probably out and playing ball, practicing the first week or so of the season. Weather was pretty nice. Strike two called on the batter, and it is nothing in two. And as we knew it would, turn a little wet, a little chilly, weather that we had last week. Gandler with the 0-2 pitch, and it's taken on the outside corner, just missed for a ball. One ball and two strikes to Devin Ime. Heath leads at first. Here's the pitch. Changeup call. Strike three. And a nice pitch from Miles Candler, who strikes out the final two batters of the inning. For the Bulldogs, no runs and a hit. No errors and one left on. Two complete here at Bulldog Country. North Crawford leads it 1-0 over the Bulldogs on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Leading off in the third, Andrew Munson rips one down the line. It's going to be fielded by Wes Nelson and brought back in, and he holds him to a single. Well, when that left the bat, I thought Munson was going to have two for sure, but played by Nelson well, and North Crawford has its third hit of the game. Miles Candler will be the batter. He grounded out last time up. 1-0 North Crawford, top of the third. I'm ready. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. To the hitter. Now, days like this, it takes me back to my playing days all those years ago. Every time I'm here, I kind of think about that. Outstanding in my field. Nothing in one. I'm is ready. Runner at first. Here's the pitch. Backed him away for a ball. One ball and one strike. The tremendous dedication that I have had. I would tell my partner that I was playing catch with, throw it over my head so I can run down by the girls' track team and impress them. There's the pitch, strike two, call. And people say, well, that's wrong, but my future wife, June, was one of the track team members, so it worked out all right. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. North Crawford has had base runners now in all three innings. Munson with the lead, I'm to the belt, and the pitch. Swung on, ripped down the line, foul ball, left field corner. And Candler stays alive. He got on it, pulled it down the line. There's something about a spring sport, though. It's laid back, the weather is nice, and it just seems like it's a lot of fun. One ball and two strikes I'm ready. There's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. Not that the other sports aren't fun, but it's something about the weather and new birth. You know, it's toward the end of the school year. That's part of it, too. The seniors kind of getting down to their last things. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul outside of first. And we'll come back and do it again. Crawford battling against Devin Iam this afternoon. Munson leads at first base. The target is up by Poland. Iam takes his time, checks the runner at first. And now the 2-2 offering is swung on and fell back. North Crawford staying with it. And a new baseball will come out. It's a busy time, too. Talk about that with Melissa Sprecher when the FFA was on with us on the morning show a couple of weeks, last week, I guess it was. Here's a pitch popped up. This one is behind home plate and now over the backstop. But seniors don't realize how busy they are down the stretch with all the last everything, concerts and awards. And sports, if you're in sports, some of those final things done, signing up for scholarships, making sure all that stuff is ready. Here's a chopper foul, and Handler staying alive, wasting some pitches here from Devin Iam. Devin looking for that first out here in the third inning. Munson gets a good-sized lead at first. Mack Neath plays the bag. Here's the pitch. Chopped up the middle. Played at second for Clary. Back to first. In time and a double play. Nice job by Sammy Clary. Grabbed it on the ground right by the second base bag and wound up to be a tailor-made. One man over to the second man, Neath, double play. And there are two away for Brennan Smith. A 6-3 double play if you're scoring with us at home, and I'm sure you probably are. Smith walked last time. And Devin goes back to work. Ready to roll. The stretch and the pitch. Strike call in the inside corner. Nothing in one. Saw this last year, too, with the Bulldogs when either Salisbury or Clary were pitching. They've got enough depth where they can fill the infield pretty well. This one is down low for a ball. When we put Devin Iam on the mound, boy, you're strong up the middle with Sammy Clary at shortstop and Micah Salisbury at second. And then Logan Anderson, who has a lot of experience over at third base. It's a good defensive infield. Here's a pop-up. That's over on the first base side. Neef has got it for out number three. That'll do it for North Crawford in the third inning. No runs and a hit. No errors. None left on. We go to the bottom of inning number three. The Trojans still lead it over the Bulldogs, 1-0 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs trail North Crawford 1-0 as we enter the bottom of the third inning. The top of the Ithaca order is due up. Matt Kepler, followed by Sammy Clary and Micah Salisbury. Bulldogs with one hit on the day. North Crawford with three and leading on the scoreboard 1-0 as the warm-ups continue here at Ithaca. The pitching of Candler, he's done a good job. He struck out a pair and walked a pair while giving him just one Bulldog hit. The other side, Devin Ein, has struck out three, walked two, and given up three hits. Candler continues the warm-up, the throw down to second base now, and around the horn. Ready for baseball in the bottom of the third inning. Yeah, folks just hanging out, enjoying a baseball game, maybe a bratwurst. I don't want to tell tales, but I saw Adam Hess sprint down the stairs over toward the booth, get a little, maybe a brat sample in between innings. He's still pretty spry when he's running after a brat. Here's a chopper, third base side, and foul outside the bag. First ball swinging Matt Kepler, and it is nothing and one. I'm not quite that spry, but you have to get a fishing pole and try to hook one. That'd be a big hook from here. Here's the next pitch. That is taken inside corner, strike two. Kepler grounded out to second base last time. The 0-2 from Candler from the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball low. One ball and two strikes. Couple of swings for Kepler. He's ready. Candler with a pitch. That one is high. Two balls and two strikes. Bulldogs trying to rally here today. Candler. From the wind, here's the fire, and that's a strike call. Caught him looking, and there is one away. Three strikeouts for Candler, and that brings up Sammy Clary. He grounded out to third base his first time up. Candler is ready. From the windup, here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. The old Ithaca used to call it the Elroy Pampoo Dome, the metal tower that was here. Broadcast many a game from there. I think maybe I did do some baseball from it, but of course mostly football. Here's a ball upstairs. Candler back to Clary. That one is outside for a ball. 3-0. But it was a trick to get up in there. You went up one ladder, and then there was a platform, and then you went up another ladder. And carrying equipment up and down was kind of a tough thing. Ball inside is ball four. Clary takes the bag at first base for the Bulldogs. So here is Micah Salisbury. Micah walked his previous time up. One on, one away for the Bulldogs in the third. Tying run aboard. A big lead at first. Clary sneaks back in there after good throw by Candler, the left-hander, who's got a good first base move. He is back and ready. Clary with a four-step lead. Throw to first, and he's back in as well again. Getting the players for the pitcher to throw over there a couple of times. He'll come back and do it again with a pitch. Runner going. Rips to left field. And over left fielder's head. It bounces against the left field fence. Clary in the motion all the way around third being waved. throw home, not in time, on a double by Salisbury, and we're tied. Big old rip there. It bounced high up on the fence. I thought for a moment it might be a ground rule double. It stayed in the ballpark. It was a double nonetheless. And that'll bring up Logan Anderson. Bulldogs get just their second hit, making the Trojans pay for a walk given up as Clary walks and scores. Anderson walked last time. 1-1 ball game. Bottom of three here at Ithaca. Gandler looking in for the sign. Leading at second base is Salisbury. Here's a rip toward third. Knocked down by Blaha. Picks it up. Throws. Not in time. And on the play, Salisbury moves to third. So a hot shot by Logan Anderson. Blaha knocked it down. Will score a hit. It was hit with a lot of intensity there. And that'll bring up Wes Nelson. Two aboard with one away. Nelson flew out to center field the last time up. Probably the best hit ball before Salisbury's double. There's a pitch runner going first to second. No throw. It is called a strike on Nelson. Logan Anderson with a stolen base. Runners at second and third for the Bulldogs. Threatening here with one away in the bottom of the third. Candler with a pitch. Outside and high, count even at a ball and a strike. Mac Neef has the Bulldogs, had the Bulldogs only hit up until this inning, is due next. Here's the pitch, ripped toward right center field. Right fielder coming back, center fielder calling him off, and a basket grab there for Stoluka. Runners will tag and hold as Sawyer comes up with a good catch. It wasn't hit all that deep. Danny Clary looking back, and I think he's kind of feeling maybe he could have sent Micah Salisbury from third, but again, the fielder made the catch, and his momentum taking him toward the infield. There are two away, and Mac Neef will be the batter. He singled back in the second inning. There's the pitch, fouled off. Got a piece of Henry Bray there as well. Ooh. Nothing in one. I think the baseball is all right. They're going to bring it back to Miles Candler, the pitcher. Lefty against lefty matchup. Bulldogs threatening to take the lead, but two outs. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 1-1. Wyatt Hilby due next for the Bulldogs in the third. Has changed directions a little bit. It appears to be blowing out toward left field now. 1-1 offering, swing and a miss, and the runner's going to try to score from third. Flip to the pitcher, covering, not in time, and the Bulldogs take the lead. Micah Salisbury is in to make it 2-1 on a pass ball. Logan Anderson right behind him now at third base. Count is one ball and two strikes on Ithaca's Matt Neef. Time for the plate to be swept off. Brennan Smith, the catcher, dusting himself off as well. Catching is legitimately a dirty job. Get down and dirty. Taking the sand off of his uniform. We're ready to go now. 1-2 on Mac Neef. Anderson leads from third. Candler to the belt. And the pitch. Ripped in the air to left field, down the line. The left fielder over, diving, grab, got it. Nice play, Gavin Jacobus with a shade down, diving over on the left field. Foul line for out number three. And that will do it. In the inning, the Bulldogs score two times on two base hits. There were no errors and a runner left at third base. Three in the books at Ithaca in Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball. The Bulldogs now lead it 2-1 over the Trojans on WRCO at WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace.
know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle.